I'd be attached. Episode Dharma or World War III, or something like that, I mean, working name at least. How, you know, we can even put it into the POL story. Also, how, I mean, that's at least the story we are playing up here. I'm not sure if it is how realistic it is, but it's an ideal story world that I'm painting here for a novel or something like that. But also as a philosophical, how to say, or a conceptual framework for how we can think and live here on Earth. So anyway, what was it now? Yeah, it was about, you know, let's say India, you know, they have their Dharma, Sanatan Dharma and all that. We can tell a little bit about their story. And then we have in China there, we have the Tao, the Way, Confucian, Taoistic thinkings that are there still today at the foundation of their culture, where it is pretty much similar to that of India. You know, Chinese went down there and got Buddha's teachings, and, you know, there were exchanges, and Tibetan Buddhism is a mix of, you know, it's a lot of Vedic mixes into it, so there they can be friends. And we can put that story there with the professor. Oh, yeah. If I can't use that story to anything else, that I put it there and it can inspire people. Put the story there with the Indian female guru too, and how she wasn't interested in meeting with that Chinese Tao Confucian lady. So yeah, I dreamt into another story. There are so many stories one can tell from this. So anyway, so then we find there are these countries, people there, they're starting to really work together and see what's going on here, this Western influence, this domination is turning into some new colonialism. We don't want that up yours. You know, young people go out there and says, it's enough of this. We want, you know, you got India there with Modi and, you know, whoever comes after him. It could also turn into that direction of Dharma. And same in China. We actually, that's what's going on right now. So we can just tell the story. And other countries, they come with their similar outlook, similar worldview of, first of all, creating harmony within your country with nature and everything, you know, the organic ecological thinking is all. I mean, that was just part of the daily wisdom back then. So a culture, an advanced culture, is one that can build itself like that. And those, India, China, and others, they have those old stable cultures that we can learn from. So they are there, and they're working together with that tough country next door to them. They have the best soldiers in the world. Heavy guys and girls over there, and they just sit there, those three, and meet and say, you know what, like the Three Musketeers or something. And then others are coming, joining in, and they are like the new heroic, noble leaders of the world, you know, and of their own countries, and of their own towns or family, you know, they learn this art of working together. And the way you do it is you learn from these old cultures, like the Indian Sanatan Dharma, Vedic one, and the Indian Tao, Confucian, and so on, the Buddhist, and you know, all these old wisdoms, they basically talk about the same thing. We should work together and harmoniously and share and be friends and children of God. And therefore, you know, we have our day of sitting there saying, you know, if humans could just learn that one simple thing and accept that one simple thing, that it's the same God that we worship, that we follow and believe in. And if there are many gods, they should be friends at least, huh? You think there are God, several gods fighting each other, or, oh, this is an illusory God. But how can you tell that that other person is thinking not of the real God? Let's leave that up to each other and ourselves, our relationship to God. You can go on like that.